here in New Zealand.
Day of mourning in Lebanon Wednesday, a day after a powerful explosion devastated the port city in the capital city, Beirut. The Lebanese Red Cross said in a mourning statement that more than 100 people died and at least 4,000 were injured. Officials said they expected the official casualty figures to rise as crew worked their way through rubble of damaged buildings and people searched for missing family and friends. The exact cause of Tuesday's blast was not clear, but Lebanese officials put the focus on what they said was tons of ammonium nitrate that had been stored at port warehouses for the past 6 years. Lebanese President Michel Aoun, who called an emergency cabinet meeting Wednesday, said those accountable would face the most severe penalties. French Premier Emmanuel Macron said France was sending government personnel along with emergency doctors and several tons of medical equipment to Lebanon to help with recovery efforts. The United Nations also said it was helping with the response and remains committed to supporting Lebanon at this, quote, difficult time. U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters at the White House Tuesday that the United States also stands ready to assist Lebanon. White House officials and top congressional Democrats plan to meet again Wednesday to work out an agreement on a new coronavirus aid package by the end of the week. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said after 90 minutes of negotiations Tuesday that the goal was to finalize the proposal in the coming days in order to allow for a vote in Congress next week. The two sides have been divided by the size of their proposed aid packages, with Democrats calling for $3.4 trillion in new spending and Republicans wanting to limit it to $1 trillion. Among the items under discussion are sending out another round of stimulus payments, helping renters avoid eviction, and aiding the Postal Service. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says there's been a threefold rise in the number of cases of COVID-19 among young people over the past 5 months. The World Health Organization is blaming the jump on a lack of attention to social distancing. Health experts say young people tend to be less likely to wear masks and social distance. They are also more likely to go to their jobs, to the beach, to a bar, or shopping. The United States, France, Germany, Spain, and Japan are among the countries reporting the largest growth in infections among young people. Officials in Tokyo have said they plan to carry out coronavirus testing in the city's entertainment district, where many young people gather. They are also asking nightclubs to ensure partygoers have plenty of space. And President Trump has said the U.S. military presence in Afghanistan will be reduced to anywhere from 4,000 to 5,000 troops by November 3rd, the day of the presidential election in the U.S. Trump's remarks to Axios, a media outlet for HBO, came as the Afghan Taliban has said its chief peace negotiator discussed the state of the Afghan peace process with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in a video meeting. The U.S. military began a gradual drawdown soon after the Trump administration sealed a peace pact with the Taliban insurgency in February to close the 19-year-old Afghan war, which is America's longest. The United States has since reduced the number of its troops from 13,000 to 8,600 and vacated five Afghan military bases. The deal called for Americans and allied troops to leave Afghanistan by July 2021 in return for assurances that the Islamist insurgency would prevent the country from becoming a safe haven for transnational terrorists. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is promising to protect Hong Kong pro-democracy campaigners who have fled the city and denounced China after Beijing said that police had ordered the arrests of overseas activists. Chinese state media said late Friday that Hong Kong police had ordered the arrest of six pro-democracy activists living in exile on suspicion of violating a tough new security law that bans subversion and other perceived offenses. Hong Kong police refused to comment on the charges. And Asian markets are mostly higher Wednesday, despite investors' concerns over the ongoing stalemate in Washington over a new round of emergency aid to deal with the COVID-19 outbreak. In commodities trading, gold has been selling at a record high of $2,048 per ounce, and both U.S. crude oil and Brent crude prices are up slightly. Finally, British and Irish politicians gather in Londonderry for the funeral of John Hume, whose tireless efforts to bridge sectarian divides in Northern Ireland won him the Nobel Peace Prize. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman in Washington.